The Old Testament reading this morning comes from Isaiah chapter 60. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples, but the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will be seen upon you. And nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. Lift up your eyes all around and see. They all gather together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from afar, and your daughters shall be carried on the hip. Then you shall see and be radiant. Your heart shall thrill and exult, because the abundance of the sea shall be turned to you. The wealth of nations shall come to you. A multitude of camels shall cover you, the young camels of Midian and Ephah. All those from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and frankincense and shall bring good news, the praises of the Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Ephesians 3. For this reason, I, Paul, a prisoner of Christ Jesus on behalf of you Gentiles, assuming that you have heard of the stewardship of God's grace that was given to me for you, how the mystery was made known to me by revelation, as I have written briefly. When you read this, you can perceive my insight into the mystery of Christ, which was not made known to the sons of men in other generations, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. This mystery is that the Gentiles are fellow heirs, members of the same body, and partakers of the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. Of this gospel, I was made a minister according to the gift of God's grace, which was given me by the working of his power. To me, though I am the very least of all the saints, this grace was given to preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to bring to light for everyone what is the plan of the mystery hidden for ages in God, who created all things, so that through the church, the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places. This was according to the eternal purpose that he has realized in Christ Jesus, our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence through our faith in him. This is the word of the Lord.
The good news according to St. Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophet, 'And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly, and ascertained from them what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word that I too may come and worship him." After listening to the king, they went on their way. And behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way. This is the gospel of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, amen. Well, happy Christmas. No, it's still Christmas, don't you know? We're only on the 11th day of Christmas, actually. It's very exciting. I know we took down the Christmas tree yesterday, and we took down all the decorations. That's okay. We can move on from Christmas if you need to. But we're actually still in the 12 days of Christmas. I'm looking forward to all your gifts tomorrow. It'll be great. It'll be wonderful. Now, as we've been in this Christmas season, of course, you'll notice things are already looking different, and our reading is indeed the reading for Epiphany, which is actually coming up this week on Tuesday. But for a long time now, we've not always made you come back for an additional extra midweek service. Maybe next year we'll do an Epiphany midweek service. You'll all come, it'll be very exciting, we'll sing our favorite Epiphany hymns, and we'll wear ugly Epiphany sweaters. It'll be great. But today we have our Epiphany readings, and we look forward actually at the end of the Christmas season, what happens in this really new thing that's going on. You see, we've looked forward to the Messiah's birth at this point for thousands of years when it finally happened. And it finally comes, and nearly the whole world misses it, but we get these wise men who show up from the east, and they come bearing gifts to show that they truly know what's going on. They know who this child is. They said they've seen this star which rose, and they've come to worship him. And they follow the star there, and then it moves and it stops over his house. This really throws off all of our movies and our themes and everything else. You know, I pointed out last week for our children's message that I loved watching the wise men making their way across the stage, and they made it over to Jesus underneath the Christmas tree, and baby Jesus was there. It was all very exciting. But there's one part that we didn't move along with it. Apparently the star was also moving, and then it moved over there, but it's just a lot of moving pieces. So we'll just make the wise men move, and we'll leave the star there in our manger scene. You don't have to change your manger scenes. I know that you all still have them out still, and you're going to keep them up all the way till Epiphany. But this whole idea of this movement, this following this star, following this light to the king that has been born, the king for the whole world, this great epiphany that he truly is here, that this child truly is God, that's what we celebrate. That's what this season of Epiphany is about, and we'll get a few more Sundays following Epiphany here. And as we do this, we can follow along with this light, idea of light that continues to guide and direct us, a different light than one that we would normally see. We have for ourselves in our bulletins and on the screen behind me this light shining, this arising sun. It's because it goes with our Isaiah reading. It starts with, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you." We are in this season still. We arise and we shine because the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. Yesterday, as we were coming here to take away all the Christmas decorations, we were very excited to see the moon still up shining. I don't know if you saw that yesterday. It was pretty exciting. We had a good time, took a lot of photos. It was great out in the parking lot. But seeing the moon just shining so brilliantly, reflecting the light that was coming off of the sun, I was thinking, man, is it too late? We can reprint the bulletins and maybe I can change the picture up there. That really got more to the theme of what Isaiah is showing. Isaiah, in his prophecy, he's prophesying at this point to people who are needing to hear gospel. We were following Isaiah's readings throughout December, getting ready for Christmas, and as we were following these Isaiah readings that pointed towards who Jesus would be, we now are in this season after he has come to be born. Arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. You, as God's people, are being told, arise and shine, because the glory of the Lord is shining on you. It's a unique thing to be told that, because it's just like the moon that we saw yesterday, right? Arise and shine. Well, the moon's not actually doing anything to shine. It's just existing there, right? And the sun's hitting it and bouncing the light off, and we can see it. Arise and shine. You're doing great. Keep it up. You're shining beautifully. Very good. You're shining because Christ's light has shone upon you. The glory of Jesus Christ has come into the world, and you know him as your Savior. You know him as the true King. You know him as the child who was born so that he could live the perfect life in your stead and then die in your place, receiving the wrath of God in darkness, utter darkness. We remember Good Friday, which will be coming up not terribly long from now. The day of complete darkness, when this light would die on the cross. When darkness fell over the earth literally at that time. The light comes into the world so that it can take on the darkness for us. And then on Easter, we remember that he rose from the tomb, casting out all darkness forever, so that you and I could arise each and every day, shining the light of God, knowing that he has come into the world to save you and me. You see, in Isaiah, this prophecy, it's given to people who, like I said, they're really needing some good news. He had been prophesying before that destruction would come and that they would be taken away into captivity, and that happened. And then the people needed to hear that there is goodness coming, there's light coming. To be in complete and utter darkness, to experience the weight of sin and death in the world, to experience sadness. That's the time when you don't necessarily need someone coming and telling you, you know, you're an awful sinner, you're a terrible person, turn back to God. When the weight of sin is crushing us and we see the consequence of sin in our lives, Isaiah says, arise and shine. The glory of the Lord has risen upon you. It is important for us to remember that we are indeed sinners who needed Jesus to be born for us. Christmas is a funny celebration, right? We're excited that our Savior is born. We're excited that Jesus has come so that he can die for us. And yet that's exactly what we should be excited about. That's what we are telling the whole world about. Your God loves you enough that Jesus Christ, who is the Son of God, who is God himself, has come out of heaven to be your Savior, to die in your place, to give you eternal life and eternal light. So that just as we sang, just as we sang moments ago, and as with gladness, men of old, we look forward to the day when he would bring us to that heavenly country bright, which needs no created light, with thou, with Jesus, as its light, its joy, its crown, Jesus, which the sun which goes not down. There forever may we sing alleluias to our King. That'll be an amazing day. When we say arise and shine, for everything is shining, we are in the presence of God. To be there where there is no darkness, no sin, no pain, no suffering, to look forward to that day. Because of the birth of Jesus, no matter how dark, no matter how awful or painful this life may feel, no matter how many disasters come our way, whether it's flood or fire, mudslides, death, expected or unexpected, no matter the darkness that afflicts you day in and day out, you have Jesus Christ with you now and the promise of being in his presence fully later. Each day, we can arise and shine, for the light has come. On the way here, as we were trying to think of something maybe to sing on the drive in. It's so funny that we're talking about driving in here and autopiloting in, is what my children said. I have occasionally accidentally driven here when we had no intention for it. It was very exciting. The idea that as we're driving in, we wanted to maybe even sing a song and just start the day off right. I said, well, you know, the starting of our Old Testament reading says, arise, shine, for your light has come. And then we started singing, rise and shine and give God the glory, glory. Thank you. I see some head nodding. Thank you. Some bobbing. You've heard this song. It's a great hymn. It didn't make it in our hymnal, in our hymns today, but maybe next week. We'll see. We get an epiphany season for a while. We can rise and shine and sing and give God the glory every single day, every day. You rise, and you have the light of Christ shining on you. Shine that others might see it. You have Christ in you, and you have the light that the world needs. The Bible talks that we are saying that we are a city on a hill. Philippians says, you are the lights of the world. Other great children's songs say, you have your candle, don't let Satan put it out. There's all sorts of great light imagery throughout the Bible, throughout songs. So much about the light of God which comes into the world. We are in a new year. I can say Happy New Year also. Yeah. Really, that's one that gauges easier than the Christmas and Epiphany calendar, I know. In this Happy New Year, it will be a year that is filled with great joys and also great sadnesses. You know, sometimes it's hard to see the previous year go by with wonderful things that you remember. Sometimes it's easy to say, good riddance, we're on to a new year. Let's have a nice one. This year will be filled with times of great darkness and great sadness. But it will also be filled with times of great light, where we get to see God's mercy and his provision through all situations. It's also a great time that we get to share that same light of God into other people's lives. People who need to see the light amongst the darkness. I don't know if you're into New Year's resolutions, so we can give you an Epiphany resolution instead. Arise and shine, give God the glory. Your light has come into the world. He is in you now, and we have something great to look forward to. The day when we would stand before him in heaven with life eternal and light eternal showing. Until then, remember that the light of God has arisen, and therefore arise and shine and give God the glory. And may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard and keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen. Now the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with favor and give you his peace. Amen. Happy New Year.